Obama to the nation. In Libya, let our experience in Iraq not be our guide.
Regime change there took 8 years, thousands of American and Iraqi lives, and nearly $1 trillion. That is not something we can afford to repeat in Libya.
Doing something different in Libya and expecting a different outcome. The president offers an anti-quagmire strategy to the American people.
Nation building without the shock and awe wrecking ball. The U.S. leads a new kind of international effort to achieve democracy in Libya. New model or one-off? Obama speaks to the nation. Is there a doctrine in the House? We're in the House. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Looking for a doctrine, there does seem to be an international consensus on the policy outlined by President Obama on the situation in Libya. It's Tuesday, March 29th.
And that international consensus is actually meeting at this point in London. That's at the top of the headlines. We've got about more than three dozen world leaders in London talking about what could be the end game for the Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi. Joining us live from London, John Burns, the London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. So, John, what exactly is the goal of this meeting? They're talking about how to get rid of Gaddafi?
Well, that's one of the issues. I think the principal objective is to paper over some of the cracks, fairly wide cracks, that have developed in the couple of weeks since the UN resolutions were passed, and to try and present at least a notional sense of unity between the various interested parties here, the Western powers that are carrying out the military activity, the Arab states through the Organization of Arab, the Arab League, African states. It's not an easy job to do, and I don't think we're going to see any dramatic decisions today.
Well, the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is also going to meet with one of the leaders of the rebel movement in Libya. Is that a sign that the United States is ready to recognize them as a legitimate representative?
I don't think so. I think there's been a great deal of caution, if we judge by the meetings that have already taken place between Mahmoud Jabril, who is the, if you will, the rebels' representative. He's not at the conference. He's meeting with these Western officials outside of the conference. And we've already seen the meeting between William Hague, the British Foreign Secretary, and Mr. Jabril, and he's been very careful, Mr. Hague, to make it plain that the Western powers and this conference are not going to anoint any one of these rebel groups or any representative of these rebel groups as the putative next leader of Libya. That's up to the Libyan people, they say.
John Burns is the London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us. And this is the sound of on the road to Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte this morning. Libyan government tanks and rockets turning back a rebel assault. There are also reports of pro-Gaddafi forces sweeping through the western city of Misrata.
The president talked about that coalition John Burns referred to in London a moment ago in his speech last night. Listen.
If we tried to overthrow Gaddafi by force, our coalition would splinter. We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission, or risk killing many civilians from the air.
President speaking last night on the Libya policy. We'll explore it with the New York Times' David Sanger in just a moment. In Japan, highly dangerous plutonium has been found in the soil outside Japan's Fukushima nuclear complex. Plutonium remains radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years. And the U.S. Supreme Court takes on the biggest sex discrimination case in history today. You'll hear arguments in the Walmart Dukes versus Walmart case.
Look in the markets. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,197. The S&P at 1,310. The NASDAQ at 2,730. We're going to talk to Ted Danson. He joins us to talk about not just TV and movies, but about the oceans. Coming up next, though, are we seeing a new doctrine coming from President Obama? Is that what we heard during his speech last night? We're going to talk about that next with David Sanger of the New York Times.